Ellora, Salem. Nearby residents of a proposed subdivision on the edge of Ellora and Salem are concerned if the area could support the number of new residents it would bring. The public got a chance to learn about and comment on the Clayton subdivision proposal at a Center Wellington public meeting Wednesday evening. The subdivision, by Cachet Developments, is proposed to be a mix of singles and townhouses on a 30-acre property at the corner of Irvine Street and Woolwich Street near Salem Public School. Matthew Corey, planner with Malone Given Parson speaking at the meeting on behalf of client Cachet Developments, said this land is within the urban boundaries and is one of the last remaining pieces of undeveloped land in the township. The developer is seeking a zoning amendment to permit the plan of 155 single detached homes, 47th Street townhouses and 84 lane access townhouses for a total of 286 lots. They are generally consistent with contemporary zoning standards everywhere in southern Ontario, but certainly I think they're appropriate in this location, Corey said, noting providing a range of housing options provides more affordable housing options. The proposed development has one entrance on Irvine Street and one on Mar Drive into an existing residential area with a pedestrian walkway connecting to the same neighborhood. A stormwater management pond is proposed for the Ellora Sands property immediately east of Irvine Road, which is also owned by Cachet Developments, which Corey said is being designed in a way to handle potential future development at this property. A half dozen residents came up to the microphone with various concerns and questions ranging from clarification around setbacks from existing properties, water runoff and how to mitigate local wildlife, but some looked at the bigger picture. Be sad to see the farmer's field go. We're seeing more and more that farmer's fields are disappearing, said Cameron Miller, a nearby resident. We think groceries are expensive now. Eventually we're going to have to import everything. We won't be growing anything. Miller was also concerned about the amount of traffic generated by 286 new homes, which was shared by Shane Lambert. I'm very concerned for the population density and the number of vehicles and cars. Traffic is already difficult in the area, Lambert said. He noted a number of considerations needed to accommodate potentially 1,000 people who could live in this area. Where are they going to go to school? Is there healthcare? Do we need to get our own police department? There are a million questions. Can we afford to jam that many people into that little field? I think it's extremely excessive. Karen Turner wanted to ensure wells won't be impacted, as she said everyone on her street in Salem uses well water. Corey said there will be ongoing water monitoring, but their hydrogeologists have not identified any risk to the water table from this development. Because of the level concern and how important this is, we'll definitely take back these comments and our team will look at it again, Corey said. I don't want to give the impression this hasn't already been looked at from a technical perspective and a science perspective, it has. The planner also said Cachet is willing to work with the township and community any way it can, whether that be helping urbanize Irvine Street or grading a hill at nearby Salem Public School to provide a more usable area for the students. No decisions were made at this meeting and a staff recommendation will come before council at a later date.